At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A big chill is expected to pass through North Texas this holiday weekend. The National Weather Service in Fort Worth is predicting sub-zero temperatures for the area. Bianca Villanueva is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and she breaks down what we could be in store for.
We're going to see a cold front move in on Saturday, and we'll see temperatures dropping on Sunday. Our high is expected to be about 33 degrees, but we'll see temperatures dropping during the day. So by the evening hours on New Year's Eve, we'll be seeing temperatures in the upper 20s for the Metroplex.
Villanueva expects showers that could turn into freezing drizzle and a few flurries in the northwest and move towards North Texas. The Texas Department of Transportation says it's preparing for the chance of icy conditions. Crews will pre-treat bridges and overpasses in the main lanes of highways through later today. Again, Villanueva with the National Weather Service.
For New Year's Eve, the minimum temperature that we're forecasting right now in the Metroplex is 18 degrees, and that's not including the wind chill factor, so the wind chill could also be in the single digits.
New Year's Day is expected to be sunny but very cold with temperatures in the 30s. Remember to run hot water through your pipes to prevent them freezing and let the pets inside. Now to our Friday conversation and a look back at 2017 through the conversations we've had each week. It was a roller coaster year for news, from immigration crackdowns and the state's proposed bathroom bill to debates on Confederate monuments, white supremacy, and sexual harassment in the workplace. KERA's Rick Holter pulls back the curtain with producer Christina Martinez.
Let's start at the beginning. There was the Trump inauguration, of course, and shortly after that, the travel ban and protests broke out at airports.
And there was a lot of rhetoric about the border wall and restricting immigration. And then there was also the decision to end DACA next spring.
That's President Obama's program to protect kids brought into this country by their immigrant parents. We talked with a journalist in Tyler who's been reporting on DACA, a former NPR editor named Tasneem Miraja.
When you're a DACA recipient, you always know that this is a possibility. So, you know, of the four people I interviewed, all of them have said, you know, we try not to pay too much attention to the news because if you follow along with every little move here and there, it gets to be paralyzing.
The news might have felt paralyzing, but there was so much of it this year.
Like the bathroom bill.
Oh, yeah. It dominated the state legislature in the spring. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wanted to restrict which public restrooms transgender people could use.
We talked with Jess Herbst about it in February. She's the mayor of New Hope in Collin County, and she's the first openly transgender elected official in Texas.
No one is afraid of me, and the bills that we have portray us in a very bad light. They don't say exactly that we're predators, but they kind of indicate that we're predators, and we're not. We're just human beings.
Those bills didn't pass, but the issue really didn't fade.
Right. This summer, President Trump tweeted he wanted to ban transgender troops from serving in the military. We talked to Nicole Imperi in June. Mm-hmm. She's from Dallas and served for 5 years in the Marines, and she transitioned after leaving the service.
And I was actually in when Don't Ask, Don't Tell ended, and unfortunately, even though it ended, all Don't Ask, Don't Tell applied to was the L, the G, and the B. Had nothing to do with trans people at all. It was not talked about.
Tweets aside, the Trump ban ultimately didn't hold up. The Pentagon now says it'll still allow transgender people to serve.
The one issue that seems to permeate this entire year was race. There was the Charlottesville white supremacist rally where a counter-protester was killed.
Right, and that got a lot of people thinking about history.
You know, it got me thinking about our interview with Opal Lee. She's 90 now, and she told me about something that happened when she was a little girl in Fort Worth. It was on Juneteenth.
They gathered and began to throw rocks at the house, and they finally set it on fire. The realtor who sold it to my parents went to the Texas and Pacific station on Lancaster to get my father, who worked there. And he came back, and he had a shotgun. Police told him, if you bust a cap, we'll let the mob have you.
Hearing that broke my heart. Stories like that one in Charlottesville led to many cities removing Confederate monuments. The Robert E. Lee statue in Dallas, for example, came down in September.
But Denton County still has a monument right in front of the county courthouse. We sat down with County Judge Mary Horn and talked about it last month.
I have heard from people that feel very strongly that the monument needs to stay right where it is. If you will read the front of that monument, it says it's for the soldiers. It doesn't say it's for racism. It says it's for the soldiers. There's more to the story of the Confederate War than slavery. That is one component, and an important component, but it's not the only component.
Even though a lot has changed in the last century or so, some attitudes haven't changed.
That's true.
This fall, Brian Williams talked to us about life as a Black trauma surgeon. He treated three of the Dallas officers who died in the July 7th shootings last year. And this summer, he quit his job.
I've been called racial slurs by patients. I've had patients request to have another doctor. They don't want to have a Black doctor, so they request another doctor. I've been with my colleagues, and we're being introduced, and everybody gets introduced by Dr. X, Dr. Y, Dr. Z, and then they'll get to me, and they say, and this is Brian. So those are things that you just kind of silently endure.
This is also the year a lot of women broke their silence about sexual harassment. In October, the Harvey Weinstein case was the first of a wave of stories. A lot of guys were fired, including several top public media figures.
We talked to an SMU professor this month named Joanna Grossman about whether this would lead to long-term change.
People have to feel the pressure to change the way we have always done business. The only thing that's new that's happening right now is that people are getting fired for being harassers. The harassment's not new.
That's the thing about all these stories this year. They're not new.
I know. Gender, race, immigration.
It all comes down to power, and that gives us a lot to talk about.
That's for sure. Christina Martinez, thanks for sitting down with me.
No problem.
The weather today brings us cloudy skies with a high near 47. This evening, also cloudy with some patchy fog, low around 43. Tomorrow starts out with drizzle and fog in the morning, with temperatures dropping to 38 degrees by the afternoon. And tomorrow night, cloudy, with a low around 33. It's currently 38 degrees in Dallas, 40 in Fort Worth, 36 in Tyler, and 35 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.